And speaking of our great state capital, well, that just happens to be where our very next guest comes to us from. He is Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV down in Columbus. Dunny, how are things in CBUS?
Things are great. Things are sunny. Things are a little bit warmer than normal. Things are very, very good down here.
All right. Well, that's not so bad. Warmer than normal is probably something we'd all take 3 weeks into October for sure. And, well, Dunny, it's hard to find anything wrong with the Ohio State Buckeyes right now. Things seem to be going extraordinarily well. How would you describe the confidence level of this team right now?
Well, I think ever since preseason camp, this team has been confident. It's one of those where they saw something in themselves where they said, hey, we can be something special. We feel there's something special here. They bought into that, and they're really going after it. And they don't want to. They don't want to let a slip up this weekend against Wisconsin. And what they think could be a very, very special season. They are very confident in what they can do. They're taking it game by game, and you know, as Coach Day says, you know, that sounds very cliche, but that's exactly how we're looking at it.
Seems like
they were not looking ahead to Wisconsin until Friday night, until Friday in the fourth quarter when Chase Young said that he went up to Coach Marotti, the strength coach, and said, all right, now we can turn our attention to Wisconsin. What's going on?
Well, I was just going to say, it didn't seem like they were looking ahead on Friday when they took on Northwestern. Dunny, it was another one of those games where they – basically did everything right. They just destroyed Northwestern. What were some of your major takeaways in that victory?
DeJuan Jones is a beast and a monster, and when he gets playing with the starters, he's going to be scary to watch. DeJuan Jones is a 6'8", 360-pound offensive tackle that had a key block, and he blocked essentially the entire defensive line for Northwestern that broke the 73-yard touchdown run by Master Teague. If you go back and look at that play in the fourth quarter, you'll see him blocked down, and he just takes out three defensive linemen and is all his teammates on the offensive line. It was something to watch this spring, Master Teague lose. Other than that, you just saw a complete victory. You saw everybody get involved, and that's how it's been this entire season. Yes, there's sometimes when receivers don't have many catches or any touchdowns, like Chris Olave 2 weeks ago. But they come back, he gets two touchdowns against Northwestern. You know, you look at everywhere, and they have five or six guys on a wide receiver that have between 19 and 30 catches this season. That's incredible to have that many players, that many receivers at a position where everybody wants the ball, to have it that evened out. That's something that I'm really impressed with, how Justin Fields is able to distribute the ball.
Is there a weakness on this Ohio State Buckeye team? We certainly haven't seen one in a game yet.
The one thing that really concerned me coming out of the Northwestern game is depth at linebacker. Baron Browning was out. You saw a lot more Tough Borland. And one of those things that I saw was the Northwestern was able to gash Ohio State on the running game a little bit. They gained 150 yards on the ground. Now, granted, Ohio State didn't give up more than 200 yards total, but still, you know, you're getting gashed for 10 yards here, 8 yards here, 16 yards there. That adds up after a while. You know, it was nice to see them shut that down after the first quarter, but that first quarter, it took them a little bit to kind of get going. That's my major takeaway from the game as far as, you know, something that they struggled with was coming out of the gate hot. They scored on the first possession. It was great. And then you got to see Drew Christensen a lot more than I bet you they wanted to see him.
Again, we're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV and down in Columbus. Boy, I think I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyways, Dunny. How much, if anything, did you think that 24-23 loss for Wisconsin to Illinois last week took away from this coming Saturday's game?
If you ask the two teams, it took away nothing. Nationally, I think it took away something. I bet you College Game Day was planning on being here. Now they're going to South Dakota State. But it's one of those things where, you know, that's what can happen in college football. And that's why the Buckeyes are that's what the Buckeyes are preaching even more now, is that whole one game at a time, because you kind of saw Wisconsin might have been looking a little bit ahead to Ohio State. They didn't take Illinois as seriously as they should. And next thing you know, they're kicking a field goal over their heads for a win. So, you know, that's where, you know, taking it game by game and everything like that comes big into play for a game like this. That could have been the one thing Ohio State didn't want to happen, was Wisconsin losing, because now Wisconsin comes in even hungrier than they probably would have been to make sure they didn't lose two games in a row.
Were you surprised at all that this game stayed at noon? Now, of course, that decision was made before the loss to Illinois for Wisconsin. But were you surprised at all to see they were going to stick with the noon kickoff for this game?
Well, once it gets a kickoff time, it stays at the kickoff time. It's not going to change. Why it got the noon kickoff slot? Everyone thinks the noon kickoff slot is the bad slot. You want the big games at night. Well, guess what? Fox, who is the network that has the game, says no. We want all of our big games at noon this year. That's why this game is at noon. They anticipated this being number 3 versus number 6 or number 5 or whatever Wisconsin should have been ranked up to if they hadn't lost to Illinois. But that's why this game is at noon. This is their big kickoff, their big noon kickoff. This is what they want at noon, is their big game of the day. They don't want to go against ABC in that big 7:30 game that they have. They want their big game at noon, and it's proven well in the ratings.
Fair enough. It just seemed like a game like this would be played at night. And, well, correct us if we're wrong. We were talking about this in the opening segment. Ohio State has only played 2 night games, right, against Nebraska, and then, of course, last Friday against Northwestern. Has there been anybody else that they played at night?
Michigan State was a night game. Michigan State was a night
right.
game as well.
That's the
right.
Blackout
That's
area.
Right. That's
I
right.
I forgot about that
okay.
one.
Okay. I forgot about that one also. I mean, I'm still trying to forget about that one.
I think you can expect possibly Rutgers to be a night game, because that always seems to be the game at Rutgers is always at night, because it involves the New York market. But then again, it's November. It's the Big Ten. The Big Ten usually doesn't like Big Ten night games in November. But they might make this exception because of the Big Ten Network. You get your head spinning if you think about it too many different ways. I anticipate the Penn State game to be a noon kickoff as well. Again, that's what Fox wants. Fox wants all their big games at noon.
Does Ryan Day prefer one or the other? I know he kind of spoke out on the Friday game. He wasn't in love with that, but does he care?
Not really. I don't think the team cares. It just means, you know, an extra couple hours of preparation in the hotel instead of getting out and getting going at noon. You know, noon or 7:30, you just get to the stadium, you know, 7 hours difference. I don't think it really matters to them. They already have a schedule down for each one. For me, as somebody that has to do sports casts and then produce some stuff, it doesn't matter to me. 3:30 is where I have my my brothers. I don't like the 3:30 kickoffs, but noon or 8 or 7:30, either one of those are good by me.
Sure.
I've always felt like noon was better for the coaches and players, even though they may not all come out and say that. I think playing a night game once in a while is kind of cool for the kids for sure, but it's, as we've talked about before, there's all that waiting around all day long, and you're trying to find things to do to keep your mind off the game, but that's all you're thinking about, and you're trying to harness all that energy and make sure that you're ready to rock and roll when you kick at 7. I just have always felt that it was tough to kick consistently late just because there's so much time to kill during the day, and, of course, your entire day revolves around that game at 7 o'clock that night. But, again, everybody does it differently. Dunny, what are the Buckeyes saying about the Badgers? Who specifically concerns them?
Their running back, Jonathan Taylor. He's a concern for everybody. You know, he's got over 5,000 yards in his career. He's number one rush running back in the country right now. This is a game that features matchups, not just offense versus defense, but offense versus offense. You have the number one running back in Jonathan Taylor with Wisconsin. You've got some that argued number two running back in the country in J.K. Dobbins for Ohio State. You can look at them and go, this is a big game to kind of distinguish between these two. Jonathan Taylor has the yards. He has the touchdowns. J.K. Dobbins has the explosive plays. Jonathan Taylor will just pound on you until you say no more, and then he'll rip off a run. J.K. Dobbins can do it a lot quicker, a lot sooner, but it also helps with the offensive lines as well. Jonathan Taylor on offense, and then on defense, you got to look out for Chris Orr and for Jack Bond. their linebackers. They're having a great year so far with Wisconsin, and I look for them to have a big game on Saturday at noon.
All right, Dunny, what's your prediction for Saturday afternoon between the Buckeyes and the Badgers?
Buckeyes are favored by 14 or 14.5 points, depending on where you look. This is one of those games where I predicted 30s the last couple, and they haven't even been close, but I'm going to do it again. Buckeyes win 30-17.
Okay, that's a much closer game, I think, than a lot of people are anticipating. Uh-huh. But as you referenced earlier, look, maybe that loss last week against Illinois for the Badgers was the worst thing for Ohio State. But it'll be interesting to see how they match up. Speaking of spreads, I did see that there are some early lines coming out having Ohio State as, I think, 50-point favorites against Rutgers for that game that you talked about earlier.
Yeah, and the over-under is 53.
Weird. Weird. Just wild. Dunny, who are you guys?
That's going to be a very interesting week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Who are you guys shining the spotlight on in the high school games in the Columbus area tomorrow night?
Our game of the week is a battle in Olentangy. Olentangy Orange, 7-1, taking on Olentangy Liberty, 8-0. Should be a great matchup on Friday night at the home of the Pioneers in Olentangy Orange.
Orange, you glad that I asked? Come on, that was too easy. He walked right into that one. I didn't tell him that was coming either. He just walked right into it. Dunny,
wow, a pleasure.
And
I'm going to walk right back out on that one.
I kind of figured
you should,
as much.
Yes.
Pleasure as always, my friend. Thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.